Let's talk chivalry with your host, Drew Hines. How you doing? We're back. Woo! Welcome to Let's Talk Chivalry with your boy, Drew Hines. We're here live. Listen, we got an exciting show. I have a friend I want to bring on, Mr. Cornell Ricketts. He's going to share his male perspective on the topic in hand. So just sit back and relax and enjoy this show, okay? Let's bring him on. Mr. Cornell, what's going on, Mr. Ricketts?
Chaplain Drew.
All right, we back on the show, man. I wanted to just welcome you on the show, man. Thank you for coming out. Appreciate you. We know you're a busy man, making the money, doing your thing out here. But check this out. We're going to get back to the conversation. We were chit-chatting a little bit earlier, and we was talking about relationships and, you know, a different perspective of how sometimes, you know, men, you know, may or may not fake a love to get sex, and vice versa, women faking sex to get love. And you were giving your perspective, and we kind of went on to where you said that it's not that, you know, it's not that we, you know, people per se always want to, you know, fake the moves, or whatnot. But because what happened is when things happen like that, when we have, you know, certain men or women that, you know, falsified how they feel to get what they want, like a means to an end, then we have people who have the, you know, it becomes a toxic relationship, leaves a residual, and then now the good man like yourself comes along, and now you got to deal with, you know, all this mental baggage. So just continue sharing what was your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's again, I appreciate you having me on. I always watch, but I'm on the move, and when you call me, my perfect time, and we in it, let's do it.
That's what's up. Appreciate
you. But yeah, there's the mental. People just got to be open. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people want to belong, and they're so eager to be involved into something that they hide things instead of exposing it up front. And like you said, qualify the person. Like, I'm like this, I'm like that.
Right.
You're like this, you're like that. And when you see the red flags, either walk away or address it.
Right, right. Exactly.
Rather than let it slide because you're like, yo, she's bad, and I want to hit that. I want to, like, really?
Oh, my God. You know what I mean? And it's sad because then they give all the good brothers a bad name, because now everybody's like, oh, y'all are this. Y'all.
Right.
Oh, y'all are dog. Like, really? You know, and then you got to deal with, you know, what everybody else has been going through. You know what I'm saying? All this stress and whatever they've been going through, they're taking that out on you because in their mind, like, all men are want, you know?
Yeah.
What are some flack? I mean, have you got some flack in the past where, you know, you've been prejudged, you know, for whatever reason, just for being a guy, you know?
Oh, yeah. Between being a guy and they hear my accent.
Okay.
And I've had people like, oh, where you from? I'm from Jamaica.
Right.
And automatically, I get this list of, oh, yeah. Jamaican men are this. I'm like, whoa. Wait a minute.
Why don't you go, listen.
What does that have to do with Cornell?
Listen, for a lot of our guests who don't know you, why don't you just go ahead and tell them some of your background, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm born and raised in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Half my life, I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my roots and background. And then from there, I spent almost 13 years in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So,
I served in my time.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, do you see yourself as a typical Caribbean man, or do you think that you're kind of like the new age, millennium kind of virgin, or is there a difference? Is there any truth to what some of these women are saying, you know, when they meet up with you?
I always tell my kids I'm a Martian. There's very little that's typical about me. Because once people get, and that's why I don't talk a lot to a lot of people.
Right.
Because once I do, when people get to know who I am,
mm-hmm.
some people won't leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then others are like, man, you're not Jamaican, because Jamaican do this and that. Why you don't?
Right.
Like, because it's a perception. Now you're right. Stereotyping.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And not every single Jamaican man or woman are the same.
Right. All right, so let's back to this relationship thing now that they know you a little bit better. Okay, so all right, I mentioned before previously about qualifying. Do you believe that it's more so that people can't find, you know, the right person or good person or the right person, male or female, or is it more or less they just don't know how to qualify?
I think it might be qualified because, like I said, there's people, both male and female, that have been through enough.
Right.
They've been hurt to a certain extent to where they put up a block.
Okay.
And they, like, push people away.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have, like, somebody that might be compatible with you,
right,
they can't see it because they have this block up.
Right.
And the initial conversation might sound typical to something that happened prior to mm-hmm. you.
Hmm.
So the person that caused the damage,
mm-hmm.
you might, your conversation might sound similar,
mm-hmm.
and automatically they're like, nope, nah, you died. So
like,
it's
like, it's almost,
whoa,
it's almost like those mental triggers. The triggers just go off and like, bing.
Right. It's like PTSD on.
Wow. Okay, so
rather than giving it time, like courting,
right?
People don't court no more.
Well, you know what? For our audience, for those youngins that don't know about courting, go ahead and explain the process of courting.
You say youngins? I'm not that old. I'm 27.
Yeah, in that case, I'm 22.
Yeah, you see, there we go.
Times two. Go ahead. So explain the courting. How does that work out?
Yeah, it's basically you meet somebody and you guys connect. You talk, right. You go out,
mm-hmm.
and you bond and learn each other.
Well,
so
hold
you
on.
Learn
so,
the quirks.
Hold on. Wait. Stop. Rewind back. What is the difference? Show me the, we're going to do the contrast between dating and courting. First, tell us what the purpose is for dating and the purpose is for courting, and then we go a little bit further.
Well, nowadays, where they people like dating, it's like they jump straight into from 0 to 100. This is my boyfriend. This is my girlfriend. And now you start doing the intimate things and the living before you find out that this person snores when they sleep,
mm-hmm.
or they spit when they talk, mm-hmm. or, you know, the little things that might aggravate you.
Yeah. It was funny.
So
was
when you court, as they uh-huh. have it,
uh-huh.
you find the time, you take the time to learn these things.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you a joke before you go further. I met this dude, right? I was talking to this guy, and I was asking him, like, yeah, man. He's like, yeah, it's my baby mama, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, yeah, man, what's her last name? I'm like, wait. Hold on, young buck. Y'all got kids together. You don't even know her last name. And it's funny, you know, if you ask a female, she knows his social security number. She knows his whole family.
Everything.
But this brother don't even know her last name. He couldn't even spell her first name. But he got kids with her. Anyways, man, go ahead and finish the quarter. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So you said you were finishing the contrast between dating and courting.
Yeah. So the date, that's what it is. You just jump straight into it, and that's my girlfriend or boyfriend.
No, but tell them what it's like supposed to be, Cornell. Tell what is it supposed to be. Tell them the right way how dating's supposed to be, and what is the real purpose of dating and courting.
From Cornell's perspective, I don't know if it's a right or wrong way, but
man,
from my perspective,
do the thing.
You take time to know this person, so you learn the person.
Right.
Find out what their last name is.
Right. It might, yeah.
Their
might
parents. Siblings.
Right.
You know, meet the family. And the family will more than less tell you.
Yeah, tell
this
on
person
you.
Is like this, or they, yeah. Facts.
Mm-hmm. He so a dog. Don't date him.
Courting,
run, girl.
Right? Exactly.
He need Jesus.
Yeah. They'll tell you. They'll
tell
you
all your business.
Like, yo, be aware of this. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So, all right. So let's clarify. So the dating is basically to get to know this person to see if, you know, you guys are evenly yoked, you know, on the same page, you know, so you can see eye to eye. kind of qualify them. The courting is more or less you've got through the dating phase. All right. You know what you kind of you kind of have a feeling what you're dealing with. You know, you guys have a mental, spiritual, emotional, physical connection. We have a foundation. OK, now we made a conscious decision like, you know what? Let's move forward. All right.
Right.
We actually know the last name now.
Right. And I don't think there's a time frame for dating or courting. Right.
OK.
Where it's like, oh, it's 3 months or it might take a year, 2 years.
Somebody in the back said, what about the 90-day rule?
What 90-day rule? There we go with society again.
Wait, hold on. You do know what the 90-day rule is, right?
No, break that down.
We're talking about intimacy. They say you wait 90 days before you guys get in. See, see what's growing on women? The brothers can't follow the 90-day rule because they don't even know the 90-day rule.
Now, here's my thing. As far as it shouldn't be a 90-day rule,
okay.
Because if you're courting or you build chemistry,
okay,
and just that people like, would you kiss on the first date, or whatever? It's chemistry,
right?
So both of you going out and you feeling out each other and. You could tell if this person, like, nah, he ain't the one or she ain't the one.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you let the process happen.
Right.
Don't put a time limit to it.
Right. I hear you.
Just learn the person. Be open. Especially if you've been in a relationship for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take the fact that you got used to this person, what they do, their quirks, and expect that from somebody else.
Okay,
that's
now,
not fair.
Now I got a question. Okay, so we clarified the courting phase and the the dating phase and the courting phase. So how long should the courting phase? Because my understanding is the courting is really because, you know, we're planning getting married, having kids, you know, being monogamous, the whole nine. We got through the dating phase. So for those women out there who are like, okay, listen, I've been with this guy for 15 years and, you know, we ain't buy no house. We ain't, you know, we ain't have no kids. We ain't, you know, he hasn't given me a ring yet. You know, I'm just sitting here waiting on this guy. You know, how long should this courting phase be to where, you know, it's verbalized and we've made it official, you know, put it on paper. How long should this courting phase take? You know, because, you know, women got the biological
clock. Okay, so now you mentioned 15 years.
You know, I'm just saying, they don't want to be waiting forever.
If you're with somebody, especially for a female.
Right.
If you're with a guy, and it's been 5-6 years, and he and you guys live together, and he haven't gotten to the point where you, like, propose, chances are it ain't going to happen. That's just Cornell's opinion, because if you love somebody enough and you court, it don't take 6 years for you to figure out, yes, I want to live my life with this person.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
If it's been 4 or 5 years, you might want to check out.
You say you might want to check out. Y'all heard that, ladies?
Yeah, park the car, get out, and just like, yeah.
Yeah, I think you got to check out, man. I mean, that's some time. And you think about it. When we look at relationships, we take relationships as an investment. You know, you got good investments, investments and bad investments, and it's like you got to kind of figure out somewhere along the line, like, you know, what are we doing here.
Oh, right, man. Especially if you're doing things together, you're living together, accounts become to the point where it's joint, or it's like a marital type relationship.
Right.
He might be scared of commitment. And at that point, you want to, like, okay, make do it or leave. But he's going to get to a point where it might be somebody else.
Okay. Yeah, we got. Look at Deanna. She ain't here. The courting phase. Okay, okay. She says the courting varies, but you be sure to date before you decide court. And I agree. I agree. I agree.
I hear you.
You can hear me? Corn, are you still there? Uh-oh, we lost him. We lost him. Hopefully he calls back. But yeah, just definitely say, let me know what's going on here. Deanna, she's saying that basically the courting phase varies, and I agree. There is no set time frame, you know, to do the courting for each his own. But you know, somewhere in your mind, it should be like, okay, we gotta have, you know, and that's where we have to communicate, because you have one person, you know, sitting here waiting for this, you know, this day to come, and then you have others, you know, who are sitting there like, hey, I'm fine with it. You know, the guy's like, I'm fine with just hanging out. You know how they always say the expression of where, you know, why buy the cow when you got the free milk, you know? So we have to kind of have some conversation where we're on the same page. And I want to thank Cornell for coming on and sharing his vibes with us. Let's see what, okay, we have one person here. Ellie says 6 months to a year. Okay, the thing is, we just need to verbalize this. There is no set time frame, but the thing is, it's between you two. If you're good with the time frame, you know, and both you guys are on the same page, then so be it. So be it. I'm trying to figure out what Brian's over here laughing. What you laughing at? I really want to get Cornell back up, but if we don't get him back on, man, it was definitely nice vibe with you guys. You know, love to have you guys on, and we'll be doing a lot of these moving forward. This is one of the test runs right now, just checking out the equipment. And listen, it was really nice having you guys tuning in to Let's Talk Chivalry. Once again, this is the show where we see how men and women, you know, how they vibe together, and seeing that, listen, if we have good communication, you know, communication is really 80% of relationship. We have good relationship, communication between men and women, then we really can, you know, work together to where we can procreate and have a positive relationship. And that's what it's all about, you know. So listen, go ahead and send me some more messages. Let me know what's going on, you know. And I think we just really need to just keep having conversation. You know, I think a lot of times we have times where, you know, people in relationships for long periods of time, and they don't know what the other person's feeling. Listen, guys, for the men out there, let me just wrap with you for real quick. All right. I'm going to keep it real with you. We have to understand that women need what we call emotional security. Okay. It's not enough just to say, okay, yeah, this is my woman and we together. Okay. A woman needs you to express yourself. She needs you to tell, you know, understand how she feels. You need to listen to her. You know, there's women out there, you know, who feel they're in a relationship, but they're alone. They feel alone. How could you be lonely in a relationship? Well, that comes from, you know, not having communication, not knowing the person's love language. You know, I think we should definitely have a better communication with those that we're in a relationship with. How could you not know what makes what your love language is of your significant other, you know? And far too many times that's what happens. But we do need to specify, okay, what are we doing here? Okay, you know, I met you, you seem like a nice person, I want to get to know you. Okay, let's get to know each other. Get to know each other on a level to where we're dating, and you know, if for any reason we're not on the same page, we can disengage and not have any bad vibes. That's the dating phase. But if we get all hot and heavy, honestly, what's going to happen? You know, with intimacy, what I've learned over the years comes expectation. And when you have expectation, that means that, okay, if you don't meet my expectation, then that's when I'm going to have disappointment. And when you have disappointment, that's when we start having strife. Because for whatever reason, you know, we're on the expectation because we were intimate that you are my man. And that's another thing I got to bring up. Men, I'm telling you, I've learned this the hard way. All right. Trust me when I say this. Once you become intimate with a woman, there are expectations in their mind. You know, like they say, by the fruits of your labor, you shall know them. When a woman has a man become intimate with her, in her mind, we ain't dating no more. you my man, because I'm not giving this out to any and everybody. So you just, you know, you just cashed in, and right now you stuck like Chuck. This is what it is. You know, it's an implied notion, you know, unspoken truth that we're together if we're intimate. So guys, just understand that you have just crossed past the dating phase into the courting phase. So now they're going to have expectation. You need to give them emotional security to be on the same page. You know, so, hey, how you doing? Hey, Miss Gordon in the house. Hi, Miss Gordon. How you doing? Hey, Miss Gordon. Hey. We got Tracy in the house. Hey, Tracy, how you doing? Hey. This Brian's a trooper. I'm going to tell it. But yeah, so listen, just keep giving your comments. Stay tuned. We definitely have Let's Talk and Meet going on. I'm going to keep it going out here. We're going to bring people on. Listen, if you would like to be a guest on the show, let me know. I'm going to bring you on. Listen, you know what? In fact, listen, are there any females right now, listening, that would like to just chime in real quick? Would any of you ladies like to be on the show? Let me know. Send me a mail. You know how to reach me. Let me know. I'm going to bring you on the show. All right? Oh my gosh, listen, once again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. It was fun. I want to thank my guest, Cornell Ricketts, for coming in, you know, representing the Air Force, Big Sarge. Anyways, listen, once again, I love you guys. And on the way out, I just want to pray for you guys, let you guys know that, listen, you are not alone. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank all our viewers for coming in and signing on. Father, you know the desires of their hearts. We pray right now, Lord, that you would be with them, bless them, and keep them, oh Father. We pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, I strengthen and redeem. And we pray when you come again that you may receive us unto your sight. The way you are, there we may be also, I pray. Hey, listen, I love you guys. It's your boy, Chaplain Drew, representing on Let's Talk Chivalry. And we'll catch you next time. Take care. Be blessed.